I've been having a great time in Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona this month. Since leaving on November 3rd, I've added 26 species to my Conservation Big Year list and visited some of my favorite time-honored birding spots. But November 19th may have been the best day of all down here. I added 3 new species, but I've seen that many or more several days this year. What made this particular day so special was that I spent it birding my favorite way, walking by myself, moseying along and paying attention to whatever caught my eyes or ears with no expectations or hopes at all. Doing a big year, or any time a birder spends a limited time in a new area, the goal is to see as many species as possible. That promotes a frenetic pace and mindset. In heavily birded areas like the famous Madeira Canyon, birders passing one another tell each other what they've seen. When you hear about an olive warbler or Arizona woodpecker about an eighth of a mile down the road, you forget all about the little band of bridal titmice you've been enjoying to rush off while the potential new bird is still around. This can be exciting and fun, and I've done my share of that kind of birding this year. I end those days with a nice big species list, but somehow don't have the same deep pleasure and happy sense of contentment that I do after a day of moseying, finding my own birds and having long, pleasant encounters with them. I seldom unearth heart-stopping rarities on my own, but I get a better feel for what birds are in an area and how they spend their days. My approach is far more laid back than what I'd need to be doing for a competitive big year. Neil Hayward, a Massachusetts birder doing a real 2013 big year, is at 731 right now after spending 175 nights away from home, flying more than 160,000 miles on 152 flights through 54 airports, driving 49,140 miles, and spending 137.5 hours at sea. I'm only at 569 after being away from home 138 nights so far. I've driven close to 30,000 miles, but have flown an order of magnitude fewer miles than Hayward to only 4 airports, 7 if you count stopovers and Duluth, and spent only about 28 hours on the ocean. I don't have the money to do a world-class competitive big year, but I also lack the drive and the ambition. I'm sort of the Mr. Rogers of the birding world. I do want to get to 600. That number has had a romantic appeal as a birding milestone since I started birding and read Peterson's A Bird Watcher's Anthology. But for me, the fun of birding is only indirectly about the number of species I see. My biggest thrills have come on days exactly like the 19th, when I moseyed along and immersed myself in the present, enjoying each bird and moment without the inner restlessness that comes from anticipating better birds down the road or at the next destination. Ironically, November 19th turns out to be the day that I finally saw my personal most wanted bird of North America, the Montezuma quail. And it all came about because of my own stupidity and bad luck in not noticing before I left on this trip that my driver's license was about to expire. Next time, I'll tell you what happened. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.